Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, and it's time for us to give you some Maroon 5 tickets.
Hump day?
I know, it's exciting. We're doing these all day on the fives from 7:05 in the morning till 5:05 in the afternoon. Mason's got tickets every hour, Jane's got tickets every hour, and we've got them from 7, 8, and 9. So here's your second code word from us today. It's front, F-R-O-N-T. Take the word front and text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to see Maroon 5. Text the word front to 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to the just-announced Maroon 5 show October 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is front. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. That's where I got my hot tub from. I wonder if my kid's going to want to use it. We all have to put bathing suits on for the next couple weeks. Ugh.
I'm going to guess your son knows what's been going on in that water, and he's going to...
Nothing's been going on in that water.
Oh.
That water is clean and pure.
Uh-huh.
Creative Energy summer sale's on. Mm. Save big on hot tubs, saunas, and cold plunges. And if you bundle a hot tub with a sauna or cold plunge, you'll save even more, like thousands more. Visit creativeenergy.com. Say hi to Cole at the San Rafael location. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. Oh, they're getting married. It's so romantic.
Is it?
Yes. They don't need anything. So they're like, don't give us gifts. We'll make donations in your name to charity, which is nice. It takes a lot of the, what do you get for the couple who has literally everything?
Yeah. You know, I don't hate people who have success, and he did build Amazon from a small little office space into what it has become.
Yeah.
But I don't, as much as, like, I don't care about her. I don't care about him. I don't hate him. But this wedding watch is surprising.
Mm.
Like, these aren't people that you saw in a movie and went, oh my God, I love that. Like, that movie changed my life. I guess maybe it's Amazon. Like, hey, everything's delivered to my house. I love that guy.
Maybe.
Is that why?
I don't know. I just, he's one of the world's richest men, and he shunted his wife aside for this chick, and she shunted her husband aside for this dude, and he's got a 500-foot mega yacht that has a companion yacht next to it. They got all the money in the world. How are they going to get married?
Well, we don't have royalty in the United States.
Royalty.
So we make our billionaires our royalty.
And, okay.
You know, let's for better
follow
or for
them,
worse.
Like the royals. Yeah.
I know.
So well, the Elon thing was shocking. Like, you loved him and you were all, this guy is going to get us off of this planet, and he's come up with all, and then
his
downfall has been big.
Yeah. Not for everybody. There's still people who love him.
Yeah, I guess.
Although there is an organization called Everybody Hates Elon, and they were actually part, they helped put together the whole protest in Venice for the Jeff Bezos wedding. So that's great news. They're all working together. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos, in case you don't know, I don't think he's the CEO anymore. I think he just said, well, I've got enough money. I'm just going to start spending it on stuff. They say that this wedding is probably costing about $20 million.
Okay. Which is nothing.
For them, it is nothing. Isn't that frighteningly horrifying? Like to think that most people, you give someone $20 million, like they're blitheringly rich. And for these guys, they're like, yeah, that's what we spent on our wedding. What? What about it? Jeff Bezos and Lauren, and I would think that $20 million is probably a low side estimate because I am sure that between all of the upcharging that everyone in Venice is doing these people, not to mention just the gas to get their mega yacht over there to Venice. I mean, it's just, I'm sure it costs this guy $20 million a day just to be him. They're throwing themselves a multi-day wedding celebration in Venice this week. It hasn't been going over well with the locals. There's a group called No Space for Bezos, and they've been protesting hard. Like they even have a team of like graffiti people who are going out there and just painting messages. They've enforced a change in venue for a big day after party that he's hosting on Saturday. I think that's the one that was in St. Mark's Square where they had that gigantic, it was huge signage with Bezos's face. And it basically said, you should be paying more taxes. Jeff and Lauren are trying to make good with the people. Their wedding invitation says, no gifts, please. And instead, the couple will make donations to local charities.
There you go.
In their guests' honor. As for celebrity guests, Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, and their kids have already arrived in Venice.
So that's this coming weekend?
It is coming up. Yeah. Actually, it is. I think it's this weekend. Yes. I don't think it's 4th of July. I think it's actually happening this weekend. I don't have the exact date. Oh, it is. It's this weekend.
Well, I mean, if guests are arriving, you would expect that it's soon to happen.
Who doesn't want an Italian vacation? Ivanka Trump can certainly afford that. Orlando Bloom is also expected there, minus Katy Perry. And TMZ says he's showing up single, which may be truer than we even thought. And $20 million, they're doing the estimate here. So there is no official word from Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. None of their people have officially said, yes, they're broken up. But that does not stop anyone. It was so funny, though. I was looking through, like, who there are the people who are saying they've broken up, like, it's over, is somebody on Instagram, somebody on Facebook, and there was one. There were a couple like really funny, like Ola magazine is saying it.
Well, let me just add this.
Yeah.
Or ask this, I should say.
They didn't.
Have they denied it?
No, but there has been no, absolutely not. They are breaking up.
I mean, there it is. Like you would absolutely get out in front of that and say, listen, we have a daughter. You guys got to stop with this. We are absolutely together. The marriage is on. I'm on tour, but when I get home, we'll get down to planning. Like none of that's come out. None.
No,
nowhere.
If anything, the only things we've heard are that they are planning when her tour's over in December, they'll make it official, but there's nothing official yet. There was some speculation that maybe they were going to get back together because over the weekend he went to Australia where she's been on tour since for all of June. But they weren't seen together. Her daughter's with her. So
that's
he's
what
been,
I was going to say.
A day
I
with
mean,
the
they,
daughter.
They have a kid.
They did go to the show, apparently.
Uh-huh.
So the kid gets to see that. Her Lifetimes tour. It's like Eras, but Lifetimes. they were not photographed together. So I don't think anybody has any doubt that this is over. It's just rumors don't, you're right. Rumors swirling like this, they'd say something. The occasional they're breaking up rumor is different. Maybe they just go, oh, ha ha, we laugh it off. But if there's smoke, there's generally speaking, there's some fire.
That's too bad. What do you mean?
What are you going to do?
Well, no, I mean, I just, in general, if you have a kid with someone and you're together and then you part, that kid just lost the family, you know, unit.
It made me feel good to hear that Orlando had gone all the way to Australia because he hasn't seen she's been on tour there since all of June. So I like that a father is like, oh my God, it's been 3.5 weeks since I've seen my kid. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
and see my daughter. And I hope for every couple that breaks up that has kids involved that they can find a way to do it amicably. And
yeah, hard. And I know that if a couple is, you know, not getting along, it's better for the kids that they are not witnessing that hostility or right. that, you know, snottiness or sniping or whatever right. is happening. And yet most kids are like, no, I want my mom and dad.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
I know it's there's no.
They get used to it.
Right. I guess. It's. You like to think the best of people that they would be. They would put their kids and the kids' feelings and the kids' needs first, but that just isn't always the way it happens. Like sometimes, you know, dad hooks right back up or was already hooked up with somebody and now mom's feeding poison to the kids as she's dropping them off at the door. You know what I mean? Like it's, and vice versa. Like it's just, it's wicked
a,
hard,
it's
man.
A hard scenario. Yep.
And kids, they are both of yours. There's no, I mean, I guess there are definitely people who leave and never look back. And don't even send birthday cards. But you like to think that people care about their kids and they will bind you together. There's no getting away from that person. You're stuck with them. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in the mood.
In the mood.
He's in the mood. He's in the news.
I just totally thought of really inappropriate things to say.
What? Because someone's cleaning the house?
I was thinking of it. Yeah. Are you vacuuming? Are you vacuuming, Sarah? Is that why he's in the mood?
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, is that your...
My Arnold's terrible now.
Let's hear your Arnold.
Sarah, let's see you vacuum some more.
It's almost like if Christopher Walken was Austrian. Let's keep going. Yeah, you like my vacuuming style, Arnold?
I like it when you bend over and pick up my socks.
It's got... There's something there.
I don't think
anyway,
so.
Anyway,
you're wrong. Know, you're like you're grabbing the straws. Yeah,
California. Sure.
California. Arnold Schwarzenegger was talking about which of not which movie made the most money, but which one made him the most money.
Mm.
Do you any guesses?
I'm gonna guess it's like any one of those of a series that he can really hold the company hostage over. You know what I mean? To get that big payday.
That's exactly what I would have thought.
And it's not the no. case. Oh, then I don't know.
It's Twins. He took no money for it. He took all back end.
Oh.
And he wound up making a ton of money off of
okay.
it.
Okay.
But it, yeah, it's all relative because by today's standards, that movie didn't make that much money. It just did, you know, 1988 box office.
I mean, I don't
money.
Know how many Terminators there are, but I would have get, I've had I kept going down that road, I would have said like Terminator 3 was his biggest payday.
You know, here, I have a little game I put together.
Oh, you know how much the movie made?
Don't, please don't
oh,
look it up.
Oh, sorry.
Do not look
he
it
already
up.
Did. It's too
I
late.
I just said we play a game. Don't say how much. You, it, Vinny automatically gets the point for that one. Actually, that's not true because I'm going to put them, I'm pitting them against each other. So here we go. It's time to play a game. The Arnold personally made very the most money on Twins, but which movies made the most money overall? Round one. 1984's The Terminator or 1982's Conan the Barbarian. This is worldwide money, okay? Not just domestic. Which of those? The Terminator, the original Terminator, or Conan the Barbarian?
Terminator.
I'm going to go Conan.
It's Conan. Conan made about $1 million more. Made about $79 million worldwide. $79 million. But it was 82.
And it was a low-budget film.
Was Terminator wasn't, though, was it? I mean, that seemed
no,
like a
Terminator,
pretty...
Terminator's James Cameron, isn't it?
The original one?
I'm asking.
I don't know. I think that's right, though. Because wasn't he with Linda Hamilton for a while, too?
Who, Arnold?
No, James Cameron.
Yes, James yeah. Cameron was, but...
Yeah, and he did. That is right, James Cameron.
I wonder what the budget was on that. That only made about $78 million worldwide. But in the 80s, if you... crossed 100 million in the 80s, they were like, oh my God, it's a runaway hit. Mm.
The budget for Terminator is surprising.
What is it?
You want to guess?
$10 million.
$50
million. $6.4
million. Oh my God.
So it wasn't.
You know, it had all that There were some special effects in that, too. Remember the guy who could turn into liquid and slide under the door?
No, that's Terminator 2.
Oh.
Terminator 1 is very, very, very basic. Yeah, I mean, he's just him.
Okay, so T2 is where all the money. They were like, oh, that was a hit.
That was a lot of money for that.
All right. Round two. Which made more, Twins or Kindergarten Cop? Now, he made the most on Twins. He said he personally, of all his movies, he made the most because of the back end.
Cop.
So, Twins was 1988 and Kindergarten Cop was 1990.
I'm going to say Kindergarten Cop.
You're both correct. Kindergarten Cop was won by $2 million. $200 million for Twins and $202 for Kindergarten Cop. Round three. Terminator 2 Judgment Day from 1991 or Total Recall from 1990?
T2
is correct. By a lot. $520 million versus $261 million. How about True Lies or Terminator 3 Rise of the Machine? True Lies was 1994 and Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines was 03.
Terminator 3.
I'll go True Lies.
It's Terminator 3. You guys tied. Nobody. You each get a half point. The hell? All right, there you go. Next up is Johnny Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville is going to be hosting a Fear Factor reboot at Fox. He's perfect for this.
Well, I guess they just didn't try to get, what's his bucket?
Rogan. He's busy with his kajillions of dollars podcast. I guess he doesn't want to do it anymore. He was great on that show. I actually loved Joe Rogan on that.
Joe Rogan had all the money before he started a podcast because of
UFC.
And Fear Factor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fear Factor had two, like they had a run, stopped it. Another run, I believe, stopped it. And now this is run three.
Yeah. So he is, I really like Johnny Knoxville's look lately. He's got the same hair, but he just doesn't dye it.
So it's gray.
So it's just gray. It's so, you know, sort of silvery gray. But his face still looks pretty young. And he just has the most ass-eating grin on his face.
I love him.
Yeah, he's awesome. Jackass was kind of like Fear Factor in its own way. I think he's sort of a perfect fit.
Oh, he's a perfect fit. And he's very charming and... even when they were in the middle of their Jackass stuff, he would say, don't get my moneymaker. He was always about his face. Like, hey, I'm very handsome. Don't hit me here.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he's being murdered below the neck.
He did do some regular acting stuff,
he did.
Right? Yeah, yep. He was in a couple movies.
He was in the one with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. What's that called?
Oh,
Men
right.
in Black.
Yes, Men in Black.
He was in that.
Was he, what did he play in that? Was he an alien or?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's fun. That had to be a fun movie to be in. But I'm sure it's all green screen. Because they all those little aliens running around. Anyway, he is hosting Fox's updated version of Fear Factor. They're calling it Fear Factor, The Next Chapter. And it'll be, they say, at some point during the 25-26 season. So sometime this year. It sounds like September or so. I guess that the show, it was Joe Rogan from 01 to 06 and again from in 2011, 2012.
Oh, I had it right.
And then Ludacris was the host.
I never saw that.
I know. Well, and they had moved it to MTV at that point.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And so where's this going to air?
Fox.
Oh, Fox has it now. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I guess they just buy the rights. And there are new ideas as we know.
Well, didn't ABC buy the rights to American Idol, which started on Fox?
Yes.
So and it seems like.
Right. Was it off for like 1 year?
You don't want it?
We'll take it. Mm-hmm. We've got nothing over here. We'll take that beat up old thing of yours. And we're going to pay Katy Perry $25 million a season to host it or to be a judge on it.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. So anyway, congratulations to Johnny Knoxville. I'm sure that's a good little payday. Next up is an update just quickly on the Cobra Kai guy. We have an official apology. I'm sorry.
Biting thing. Okay.
Yes. So Martin Cove, who has played the bad guy, he's the villain in The Karate Kid and then in Cobra Kai as well. And his co-star, Alicia Hanna Kim. It's such a weird story. I haven't seen photos of the actual bite or anything, and they say it didn't break the skin, but it was a bad bite, bruised up. I'm sure it left teeth marks. He just randomly bit her and then kissed her on it, on the same bite. He said, "I'm just being playful. I took things too far." So he is apologizing in a statement. "I deeply regret and apologize for my actions regarding the incident with Alicia, a genuinely kind and wonderful person who did not deserve to be put in this position. I've always respected her and considered her a highly professional and talented coworker in Cobra Kai. I was being playful in the moment, but I went too far, and there's absolutely no excuse for my behavior."
He's right.
"I regret my actions, take full responsibility, apologize to her and her husband. I'm going to learn from this. It'll never happen again." I mean, it's really.
Well, good, because he's right. You should not. That is not playful. That is not fun. That is not a greeting between two friends, or even a greeting between acquaintances or whatever they are, because they might very well be acquaintances. Like, she might be like, "Yeah, I go to work. I work with a guy, but yeah. I don't.
We don't have that level of camaraderie that I'm like, hey, bite me in the arm."
Yeah. No, thanks.
That's totally fine. And it even sounded like. It was as he's passing her, he grabbed her by the arm, and maybe when she resisted, that he bit her. It didn't sound like it was just a normal, like, I'm not that there's a normal time to bite anybody, but it didn't seem like one of those things where they were sitting together at a panel and he just was like, "God, your arm just looks delicious."
I can't imagine a moment between two coworkers or acquaintances where biting comes across appropriate.
Right. Is there a good time to bite someone?
I just don't see it.
I didn't want to get to this, but I got it.
Okay.
I have time for one more, so here we go. The Diddy Combs trial, the prosecution and the defense have both rested. Apparently, there will be closing arguments.
Wait, the defense didn't?
The defense took 2 hours, didn't call a single witness.
And just said talked.
They just talked, apparently, because they didn't call anybody up there. After 6 weeks and testimony from 34 witnesses on the prosecution side, including ex-girlfriends, former assistants, staffers, law enforcement, the government concluded its case, presenting evidence around orchestrated drug-fueled sex events, freak-offs, and racketeering allegations. The defense rested without calling any witnesses. Instead, they submitted existing text, video clips, and exhibits they say support consensual participation.
Yeah, he's going to get off. They're not even trying to defend him.
Diddy has declined to testify. He never didn't even get up there. Closing arguments. It looks like this is saying that they won't even give their final statements until Thursday. So I don't know if they're off or something, but the jury could get the case as early as Friday. There was one thing I saw. There's a former federal prosecutor by the name of Sonny Hostin, whose name we've heard, commented, "The government laid out evidence, including Mann Act violations, M-A-N-N Act violations. She said, I doubt that the jury was fully convinced on the more serious racketeering and trafficking charges." Like, she doesn't see this necessarily going against Diddy.
Well, neither does the defense. They went, nope, we got this.
Yeah.
I'm going to clean this up in our final statement, and we're done.
Right.
And you can go home. Sounds like.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yikes.
I mean, I think it established that he's not a good guy. I really liked the courtroom artwork yesterday. When I thought to myself, oh, who's that? Well, it turns out it's Diddy.
Oh.
What do you think? Is that a pretty good rendering?
What happened to his
Looks
mouth?
Like him? I mean, somebody drew it funny, I guess.
You know, just last night, I tried to put on the documentary about the Karen Reed trial.
Yeah.
And it was too exciting, and I had to turn it off because I would never sleep. And when I turned it off, my TV went to whatever was on, and I think, what's the show that Billy Bush hosts that he hosted?
Oh,
got thrown off of
Hollywood.
Whatever he hosts now, they were showing Diddy. I turned the thing off. This regular channel came back on, and it was Diddy running down the hall in a towel. And then the next scene is a lady laying on the floor around the elevators and him picking up her stuff and kicking her.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're still showing this video, but this guy's going home now is what you're telling me.
That's what it's, I mean, I don't know. Well, I would love him to be convicted. I think that would be, that's what I would want, but I'm not, unfortunately, I'm not the judge in this case. It doesn't, it's like we, you've been saying it since the beginning. Like, it's established. He's not a awful good guy. That does that make him guilty of the charges?
Wow.
Especially if they've got a bunch of stuff where the, you know, that's the thing with people who are coerced or in it with somebody. Like, maybe you're just trying to not be in a fight on the text. Like, there's sort of a hard thing to take an old conversation and say, look, I was there under duress. I didn't want to do this stuff. I was trying to get out of it. But there you are being friendly on a text with someone.
The defense is also counting on appeals. Like, there's been several things that have come up and they're like, that's something they can bring up on appeal. So even if he's found guilty, they'll immediately appeal it and then take it to another judge.
I don't think it even sounds like he's going to be found guilty. I think the defense is going to go.
I mean, a jury might find him guilty because they can't get over what a bad guy he is. But a judge, so on an appeal, I think it's just the judge. The judge can come back and say, no, this doesn't qualify for these, and he's free to go.
So we'll know this next week.
You know, I would hope so.
Okay.
If they get the case on Thursday or Friday.
They're saying 4 hours for each person to do their final summations.
Oh, so tomorrow. Well, they're saying Thursday is when this will start. Why wouldn't they start it today? Is there, well, whatever. I mean, they get to it when they get to it. But they think that the jury will have it by Friday. So it could take them a few days. Maybe, I guess we hope for it to happen before the 4th of July.
I don't know how.
I'm sure they're like, we just want to go on vacation.
He wants to have his white party. I mean, he's got to have his 4th
yeah,
of July
that's
white
he's
party.
He's have his 4th of July.
You been to that?
Party.
No.
Oh.
I've been to white parties, but not Diddy's.
Yeah, but I mean, Diddy's is the one you want to go to, obviously. I've seen what happens over there. Wow.
I think Hooman had a white party once.
Of course he did. That guy used to be on our show. Okay, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
Screen divorce after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. You can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Yard full of gopher mounds?
Uh-huh.
ATCO Pest Control gets it. And they got your back.
Sweet.
Mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off gopher or mole treatments this month. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That number again?
Atcopestcontrol.com.
Thank you.
That's a good number.
Mostly sunny expected today, although we're still overcast here in downtown San Francisco, where the high will be 64. Outside the city, we're looking at a high of up to 80. So warm summer day, like most nice places. Day. And actually, we're kind of locked in a weather pattern of just sunny in 70s, 80s.
It's been really nice.
Very, very nice.
Compared to the rest of the country where it's cooking.
Right.
Would you call it a heat dome?
Yeah. That's what they call it. And it is brutal, I'm hearing. I don't know. I don't. Right.
We're
here.
Just enjoying lovely days.
I live
days
here
so
where it's beautiful.
Here. It's nice.
Hello, California.
We love you, California. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm not a real big fan of these, everything's got to have a name, but it is, in fact, a real thing that couples deal with. A new term is called screen divorce.
Oh.
We've heard of sleep divorce. I have one.
Me too.
You have one.
Yeah.
Sleep divorce is a trendy term, even though it's not a new idea. It's when you have to sleep in different beds or different rooms. Maybe because one of you snores or you just sleep better or you need the alone time, whatever it is.
But not because your marriage is suffering necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather sleep with my partner, but I have kooky hours.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes in at 11, banging around and grabbing a shower and brushing her teeth. I'm toast.
Yeah.
There's
now
no hope.
Now she's asleep and you're wide awake.
Right. So that's why we do what we do.
Yeah. I like it so cold, too. I really want it to be an icy cold room.
Now, I have heard that be the reason for a sleep divorce, except it's the dude who wants the room so cold.
Oh,
so
really?
It's surprising that you're the one.
Yeah, I want it to be cold. All night long, I'm covers all the way off, covers all the way on, covers all the way off, covers all the way on.
Constant management.
Constant temperature management.
Now, I admit
like my thermostat's broken.
I will put an arm out,
sometimes
two arms out.
Yeah.
Sometimes even pull it down to my waist with both arms, shoulders out. And that'll vary by that to, you know, up to my neck.
Yeah.
But all the way off?
All the way
all
off.
The way on.
All the way on.
There's no middle. Just all the way off, all the way on.
You must run a fan. You have
I am running a fan. Yeah. Right now I do not have air conditioning. Working.
You get those roots out though, right? So you're ready.
We're ready to fix it. It's just. It's late enough in the season that what's the point?
How'd it go with your garbage disposal the other day?
All fixed.
Great.
No more washing the dishes in the bathroom sink.
That is great news, Vinny. I'm glad to hear it since you're in charge of all the dishes.
Yes. Mm. It's not fun.
Sounds terrible.
The new term going around is screen divorce. So we've explained sleep divorce. This is the next hot topic. Screen divorce is when you don't have to agree on what to watch. You both watch whatever you want on separate screens.
Oh.
You can watch in different rooms or in the same room, and one of you wears headphones and watches on an iPad or something.
I thought I was going to break up with my phone.
No. But the reason I did this story is you and John, the entire time I've known you, there's this, even when the kids were still around, you're like, oh, we'll watch 20 coming attractions just to pick at one TV show on any given night. And it sounds, I would walk away from that.
I
would get up,
that's why
leave,
people
and not be back.
Do the screen divorce because they can't. John and I are fine. But if you add a kid in, it's just like, oh my God, somebody just pick something and I'll watch it. I like to watch together. I can see why if you can let it go and just watch the thing you want to watch on your phone and while they watch it on TV, whatever, if you can make that work. But I'm like, I just won't even watch TV. If that's what we're going to do, I'll just read my book. You can watch whatever you want on TV.
That's what I'm saying is I'm just going to split.
Yeah. I just want to, I'll stay in the room. I like to be in the room with you. And, you know, you can call my attention to the stupid golf thing you're watching. I just, oh my God, it's fascinating. Tell me everything. I'll pretend to be, or football, I'll pretend to be interested in that. But I don't, I just wouldn't really be watching other than like the kind of the late night shows. I usually watch those or the Daily Show or the John Oliver thing. Like I'll watch stuff like that. And then John's always got CNN on, but it's just,
he does?
It's always on that or ESPN,
oh.
You know, whatever. But it's, those are kind of background for me. Like I would never sit down and watch ESPN. I mean, obviously CNN either.
The screen divorce is when you don't have to agree on what to watch. You both watch whatever you want on separate screens. You can watch in different rooms or in the same room or and one of you wears headphones. The idea is to avoid the situation where one person has to suffer through a show they don't actually like.
Right.
Which I swear to you, I'll suffer through any show if you're going to stay awake and bone me on the other side.
Oh.
But otherwise,
you should take care of the boning first. She's definitely going to fall asleep.
Well, that's, you know, it. And I'll tell you.
Tell me.
Charlie Brown, right here, falls for it every time, every single time. This went on for a couple years, Sarah. I'm not even kidding. Friday, because we're not around each other on the weeknights. You know, you and I go to bed at 7.
They
most grown-ups
right.
are living a whole life after 7 o'clock. Between 7 and 11 is most adults' time to themselves.
That's why they call it prime time.
To do something good or fun or joyful or whatever. So come the weekend, I'm like, yeah, you want to watch? Okay. What do you want to watch? Whatever you want. I just want to, you know, get to the other side of this.
Where we go to bed together.
Where stuff happens. She'd fall asleep every single time. I'd wait, hoping when it's over, it's safe to wake you and bring you off to
How
our...
did that go?
It never went well. It really didn't. It always came down to, what am I doing?
Oh, poor Charlie Brown.
I'm so dumb. Yeah,
like she just rips that.
What am I
going to
get it through?
Every time.
I now have it. I got it now. I don't sit around watching shows. I know there's no trick. I just don't watch shows.
The trick is, give me sex now.
No, the trick is, I'm not going to, like, I'll give you an example. If I want to watch the show, then I'm watching it.
Yeah.
We'll watch it together. You can fall asleep. It's fine. You know how many times I sat there watching something I did not want to watch while she slept?
Yeah. You know, that's a good reason for screen divorce right there, too. Like, a lot of times I am waiting for us to have time together to watch the thing that we want to watch.
Right.
And meanwhile, I'm like, I could have watched that whole thing today and moved on to something else. But that feels like the first step toward the screen divorce. I don't really want to do that. I just, you know, like, I'm not going to force him to watch Bridgerton with me.
Just that's nice of you.
Well, thank you. I'm a nice person.
No, normally you would say, you should watch this with me. You're going to love it.
He has watched some of it. But he's not.
You know what you should
to.
Do.
You know what you should do. You should watch this because it's romantic. Oh my God, lick spoons like that.
Some people will trade off where one person gets the TV and the other uses the iPad with headphones.
Oh, I see. So some nights you get stuck with the iPad and headphones.
This wife says, "My guilty pleasure is Real Housewives, and he just wants to watch sports."
Yeah, which is fine.
Which is a lot of, you know, maybe not Real Housewives, but...
Well, something, you know, like...
Something a guy doesn't want to watch. I don't want to watch
show,
that.
Right.
Trying to watch a baseball game.
Yeah.
Ah. Anyway.
I can usually suck him in with, like, Cabin Masters or, you know, something on HGTV. And he'll
homework things.
Chores shows, yeah. As you like to call them.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Screen divorce. You're not alone if that's where you've...
Except you are actually alone.
Well, true, but I mean, it's happening to a lot of people where you just go, what is
I'll
the...
consume the media I want to, you do it, you want to watch, and we'll be together. So if, or not. We're just going to sleep separately, live separately, watch separate things, and never see each other. Goodbye. See you at our anniversary.
God, or at the lawyer's office. Sheesh.
One or the other.
This is... I've never heard this term, and so I'm going to do this story just for that reason, okay?
Yes.
This is, they say, it's the thought that counts. A TikToker named Kinney Carpenter is trending after her friend gave her an open bag of potato chips for her 30th birthday. That seems...
Thoughtless.
tacky, lame, almost like you went, hold on, wiped your hand off, and then handed the bag over.
Yeah.
As in, I was gonna.
Here's what I got you for your 30th birthday. Yeah, that's not. There's no thought that counts there. That is thoughtless.
What if she really likes potato chips? I mean, she just opened.
Give her an unopened bag.
Hold on.
Buy her a carton.
Listen to this.
I'm ready.
She didn't know what to think. No, I think she did know what to think. She went, "You gave me a partially eaten bag of chips. Why you?
So you hate me?"
She didn't know what to think until she opened the bag and realized all of the chips were folded. Her favorite type of chip is a folded chip. Her friend bought a bunch of...
Wait,
what did you just say?
I go for the folded chip. I want the folded chip.
You love the folded chip.
I love the folded chip. That went from the lamest friend of all time to the most amazing friend of all time.
You love the folded chip.
What kind of chips did they say?
It doesn't say, but her friend bought a bunch of bags and went through them all and then made one bag filled with folded chips.
Unbroken folded chips. Oh my God. That's actually
very sweet.
That's a really good friend.
Kenny Carpenter, the girl that got the bag of folded chips, started crying when she realized how thoughtful this gift was. I never thought I'd be crying over a bag of chips, but here I am crying because my friend picked out all the folded chips and built me one big bag of foldies or whatever you...
She calls them a foldie?
No, I just did.
That's good. I'm going to call them foldies from now on. Oh, give me that foldie. John knows I like the foldie too. Like when we're eating Ruffles, he'll be like, oh, here you go. Puts it on my plate. Oh, thanks.
You love the folded chip.
I like a foldie chip.
I do like a folded chip, but I don't think I'm obsessed as Sarah is. But
I'm not obsessed.
I do enjoy a folded chip.
I would still be like, this is a very weird present if someone gave me a bag of folded chips.
You get like a double crunch on it.
Yeah, this is like something about the yes, foldy.
I'm glad to hear that this. I was wondering how it would be taken. It sounds about the dumbest thing.
You don't notice.
No,
if there's
I don't.
Hmm. In fact, when I'm putting potato chips on my sandwich. If there's a foldie, I'll pull it out and eat it separately. I want that separate. I don't want that to get squashed by the top layer of the bread.
Folded chips. This is the first time I've ever heard anyone specify.
Maybe you'll notice now.
That they like that. No, I mean, I don't eat a lot of chips. And if I do, it's tortilla chips, which are never folded. Right. And they're curled,
they can be curled,
I guess.
Yeah.
But there's no.
Yeah. No, the foldie is. The Ruffles are the best ones, and then Lay's plain is the other.
I do like a yellow bag Lay's.
Yellow bag Lay's.
But.
Potato chips. Why do they have to be so good? Like, they're so bad for you.
Foldies.
Yeah. Well, now I know you just coined foldie, right? Now I'll be like, John, don't forget to give me the foldies.
So our text number is 800-400-3697.
Thank you for the foldies. What the heck? Yeah, what the heck? Oh, that's Post Malone. That's Posty. From his first song, his first video.
You've got to be kidding. 415, folded chips rule. 415, I always pull all the folded chips and give them to my mom. She loves them the most. I'm such a great son. My sister hates it. Gotta admit, 707 says, I also love a folded chip.
Yeah, the foldy.
925, the folded chips are the best. I almost cried when he got to that part.
Oh my God.
You're crying too? Oh my God.
Well, it changed from what a horrible friend who gives her an open bag of chips. No wonder she's pissed off and ranting about it on the internet to, she got her all the foldies. Oh, that's so nice.
707, it's all about the folded chip.
It is all about
415, folded chips are the best.
It's something about, it's like a thickness to it that is quite appealing.
Wow.
Give me the folded chip every time. Potato chip makers, take note. More folded chips. Call them foldies.
That's why I took up crocheting, says 650. Crocheting and knitting. My ex always wanted to control the remote. Christy in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Chattanooga?
Tennessee.
Huh. Yeah, I don't... I am going, all I want is to be on the other side of this 1 to 2 hour, you know, TV portion of our evening. I want to get to that part, the part that I love the most. And
the part where you're not watching TV.
Right. Watch anything you want. I'll wait through it. Mm. I don't think, well, I can't speak for other dudes. I'll speak for myself. I don't think girls understand just how much joy and pleasure I get from that. Mm. I just don't think that that's possible. Mm. Like, you must be like, yeah, meh, it's all right.
It's fine. Once you get going with it, I'm like, oh, no, I'm into this. Let's make this happen.
I've been thinking about this most days all week and a lot more today as I know, you know, as my hopes are up for this evening.
Because it's Friday.
And then the letdown is just like...
Is it
like,
a Friday? Oh. You have a Friday
No, there's
date?
No... There's no we used date. We tried putting on the calendar and it's just... She's just too tired to keep a schedule like that. There's times when she would show up and be like, no, I'm into it. And I'd be like, okay, we had an... Okay, never mind.
That's
I'm going
to... not sexy.
It's not. I'll just go do myself. I mean, I'm going to do myself anyway, it seems like, so I'll just... it's not. You want the person there and giving you, like, some eye contact. Check me out over here.
Poor Charlie Brown.
I know. Boy, Charlie really got this break.
You were a married guy, right?
Yeah.
And?
Same thing.
You hear it, right?
Yeah. No. I know the Charlie Brown move.
I also seek the folded chips. Double the crunch.
Mm. Yeah, there's something special about them.
We have two remotes, says 707. When he falls asleep, I change to my channel.
Oh. Yeah. I've never seen him asleep on the couch.
She can outweigh him.
It's amazing.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Maroon 5 and a guy who's not a fan of podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.